going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
The SEC and the Big Ten may be on the verge of NBAing themselves, and as a Big 12 fan, I'm here for it, and you should be as well. Welcome in, I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference, and we're glad you're here, and we'd be extra glad if you make sure that you are subscribed to the channel on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or of course, right now on YouTube. Hit that like button on the video as well. We're glad you're here. So what do I mean by that? The SEC could end up NBAing itself. Well, the NBA regular season stinks. The playoffs are going on right now, and the playoffs are actually pretty good. They've been pretty good this season. The ratings are up, but it doesn't matter when it comes to the regular season. Nobody cares about the NBA regular season. And the SEC's greed and the Big Ten's greed might end up in a situation where they NBA themselves with a worthless regular season. So right now there's all this discussion about a college football playoff expansion and what that could end up looking like, right? We've talked about it over the last couple of weeks. Well, what the Big Ten and the SEC want is 4 guaranteed bids. And then, potentially, at-large bids as well. They want 3 at-large bids, not for their conference, but just 3 overall at-large bids. 4 for the SEC, 4 for the Big Ten, 2 for the Big 12, 2 for the ACC. We know the story by now. But 3 at-large bids. You know and I know that the SEC wants 7 teams in a 16-team playoff. You know that, right? The Big Ten might be like, what about us? You're just along for the ride. The SEC wants 7 out of 16 teams in a college football playoff. They will do everything in their power to make that happen. And of course, the perks of that is you're more likely to have your conference win a national championship, which allows you to keep that propaganda train going. However, there is a world where the greed of the SEC, and to a lesser extent the Big Ten, results in their regular seasons being meaningless, hot garbage. And that would be a travesty, because what makes college football great has always been the regular season. The regular season for college football has always been the most valuable regular season in all of American sports. And if the SEC goes to 4 automatic bids to the playoff and is trying to get at least 2, if not 3, of the at-large bids, and you've got 6 to 7 SEC teams in this playoff, you will have destroyed your September, your October, and your November. And you might say, well, look at the rest of, you know, major American sports. They've got playoffs bigger than that. In some cases, they do. Yeah. I mean, the NBA's at 16. NHL's at 16. And, you know, you go down the list from there, 14 in the NFL, the whole deal, right? And you can say, well, some of them have hurt their regular season more than others. But here's the thing. College football is built on a strong regular season. The regular season has always been more compelling, even since the college football playoff went from 4 and then the 12. The regular season is what college football has always been about. It has not been a postseason first sport. In fact, you go back, of course, pre-BCS, and we could argue about who the true national champion was. And that's what made college football unique, made it fun. I don't want to go back to AP voters electing a national champion, but you get the point. The regular season is where the action was. It's where the excitement was. And if the SEC wants to throw that all away, you know, I know that I'm not a fan of them wanting to go down the road of multi-bids, more bids in the SEC than the Big Ten. I don't think any conference should be guaranteed more than one bid. I mean, every conference has good years and bad years. That is an absurd direction for this sport to go. But it seems like it's inevitable. But the greed may get to the SEC because suddenly then you've got a November game, let's say first Saturday in November, you've got Alabama, Ole Miss, and that game may not have a lot of juice. Yeah. Let's say they're both in the top 10. They're probably both in the college football playoff. Maybe the loser of that game has a little bit of a tougher time. Maybe they don't get one of the guaranteed four bids, but maybe they're in a play-in game to get one of the other bids, three or four. You get the point. It's not what it currently would be. It's certainly not what it used to be in a four-team playoff. And forget what it was during the BCS era. When you would lock in on a big-time Saturday in college football, and man, you knew national championships were at stake. Now, expanding the playoff has been overall, I think, the right play. The question is, how far do you expand it to the point where you get diminishing returns? That's the question. Four was solid. Eight's probably the right number. That's what I've been a fan of for a long time. We're at 12, and we're probably headed to 16 with auto bids out of the SEC, the Big Ten, all the power conferences to some degree. But the question is, how many for each conference? And the SEC's greed may ultimately get the best of them. And I'm not going to feel sorry for them one bit because their TV partners may also not end up in a very good place. If that comes to fruition, and suddenly think about this, if you're the Big 12 and you've only got two automatic bids, your November is already a lot more compelling in the Big 12 than it is in the SEC or the Big 10. Look at last year. I mean, half the league was in the hunt to make a Big 12 championship game the last 3 weeks. So the Big 12 is potentially going to be in a position where November is going to be nuts. You're going to have half this league thinking it can make a college football playoff. And the SEC is just playing out the string because you've got four, five, six, seven teams who are going to make this thing. And then, of course, you got the FCS fluff game in mid to late November. That's always a joke. So if the TV partners want to help the SEC make that bed, let them lay in it. All right. I mean, this will not be as beneficial for the sport over the long haul as some of these folks are making it out to be. They're looking at it from a short-term financial perspective and a short-term national championship perspective. They are not looking at it from the long-term well-being and health of the sport. But that's something that has unfortunately been a trend for far too long. In the meantime, let me know where you are watching from tonight. We love to give out those shout-outs throughout the show here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you're here with us, as always. Secret Agent throws up on YouTube, with the SEC Big Ten bias in the polls, you would think they would be more open to at-large bids and fair auto bids. They're the ones that conglomerated all the brands, so deal with what that brings. Yeah. That's a good point, but they don't want that, you see? And that's the problem. When they added Texas and Oklahoma, they knew it was a good business decision, but let's be honest. Texas came in as a top-tier team in the country. They finally turned things around after a 15-year hiatus from being national championship contenders. They come in. That bumps a couple of teams down a notch or two. It's just reality of the situation. Oklahoma comes in. And OU ran the Big 12. Now, OU's timing going to the SEC was as bad as it could have been because of the Lincoln Riley fiasco and everything that entailed. But either way, OU is now looking at this thing and saying, can we get to a bowl game in the SEC? So the SEC knows that the teams in the conference are like, geez, this conference is just a slugfest. Are we ever going to get into the playoff? And Greg Sankey and the SEC folks are likely saying, don't worry, we're going to rig this thing to the point where we can try to get seven teams in. Nearly half the league can get into the college football playoff potentially in any given year. So that's the approach. That's the thought process from their end to make that happen. And it's a complete and utter sham, but it's also very much on brand for what that league has tried to achieve and has, frankly, to this point, somewhat successfully achieved in the process as well. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, the whole thing, we were talking about this at the Heartland College Sports Forums. I'd love to see you over there. We were talking about how useless the AP poll is. And I don't think there should be an AP poll that drops until, like, October. The idea that, especially in the transfer portal era, we have any idea on how to rank these teams. And yes, I'm going to raise my hand and say this as somebody who does, of course, rank teams and will be ranking teams. And I will give you my best educated guess. I gave you my post-spring Big 12 football power rankings a couple of weeks ago. If you missed that, that's why you want to be subscribed on the podcast side if you ever miss a show. Same on the YouTube channel. But like, I get it. It's an educated guess. We're all doing it. That's the name of the game. It's one thing for me to do it on a radio, YouTube, podcast show. It's another thing for those rankings to have actual ramifications in the eyes of the college football playoff committee and who ends up getting in and getting a chance to potentially play for a national championship when all is said and done. So that was a conversation we were having up on the forums, and I'll some of the guys on the forums are actually getting together. You know, we've got folks all over the country on the forums, and some of the guys in Salt Lake City are grabbing a beer, I think. Maybe not a beer, but they're grabbing a bite to eat this week. So I'm jealous. I'm in Kansas City, so I can't make it. But that's the kind of camaraderie we're building on the Heartland College Sports Forum. So make sure you go check us out there. They're free. It's just a great way to interact with fellow Big 12 fans. I'm Pete Mundo. So glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. So speaking of rankings...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Josh Pate dropped his post-spring top 20. Josh was a guest on this show a couple of weeks back. Once again, you can go back and watch that if you want to on YouTube or on the podcast. And he put two Big 12 teams in his top 20. He put Arizona State at 13, and he put Texas Tech at 20. He didn't do a top 25. He did a top 20. And listen, I can't argue with it. Like, we have talked about post-spring top 25s for the last couple of weeks. And when it comes to the Big 12, there is no consensus. All right? I mean, we have seen some of the biggest names in the sport on three guys, Joel Klatt, Fox, Josh Pate. You can go down the list and look at post-spring top 20 or top 25s. And the consistent theme for the Big 12 is nobody knows how this league is going to play out. Everybody's got, you know, the teams you would expect at the top. They've got Texas and Penn State and Ohio State and Oregon and Notre Dame, like all the usual suspects. When it comes to the Big 12, everybody's got something different. Pate's got Arizona State and Texas Tech in his top 20. I have no issue with that at all right now. You've seen other top 20s that have had BYU. They've had Kansas State. They've had Iowa State. You go up and down the list, and they have had different teams out of the Big 12. Some have had BYU in their top 20 or top 25. So you've just got differing opinions on this conference and how it's going to look this season. And that's what's going to make this potentially the most fascinating year. You thought last year was good, and last year was good. It came down to the wire. No one saw Arizona State coming. That won't be the case this year. But this year could top that. I mean, this year you're looking at a situation where you get to mid-November, and listen, half the fan bases think their team can win the Big 12 this year and should feel that way. Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, Iowa State, Kansas State, TCU, Texas Tech. That's seven right there. If you want to stretch it, Utah may say if things work out just right for us at quarterback in the portal, we're back in the mix. Colorado, I mean, that's probably a stretch. But you get the point. Kansas, does Jalen Daniels finally just make it all connect in his final season? There are going to be fan bases that say, what about us? Don't forget about us. And there is not another conference in America that can say that right now. And these post-spring rankings from all the national guys are proving exactly that. So that's just been fascinating. Whether it's Pate, whether it's anybody else that we've talked about with the top 20, it's incredible. And I have no issue with Arizona State and Texas Tech in that top 20 out of the Big 12. That would be my lean right now as well. At Arizona State, I get a ton of returning production. I get Sam Levitt, who I believe to be the best quarterback in the Big 12 right now. And, I mean, at Texas Tech, of course, you have all the makings of a transfer portal behemoth in Lubbock. That's what you've potentially got there in Lubbock with the Red Raiders. My question surrounds the quarterback, Baron Morton, living up to the talent around him. And listen, Joey McGuire has done things that have not been done at Lubbock since the Mike Leach era. He has turned the program around. But now He's going to have a lot of pressure to win, and not just win, but win big. If Tech doesn't at least get to the Big 12 championship game, the season will have been a bust for the Red Raiders. There's no doubt about it. With the amount of talent and the amount of money that's been spent on this roster, I don't know if the $40 million estimations are accurate or not. Only a couple of people know that. But the reality is Tech went all in on this season and this fall. And if they are not playing for a chance to get to a college football playoff in December in Jerry World inside AT&T Stadium, then this season will have been a bust in Lubbock. Those are the expectations, and frankly, that's where the expectations should be right now with that program. Now, speaking of our buddy Josh Pate, he also made some waves on social media when he called Arizona State America's team. America's college football team is what he officially dubbed Arizona State. And, you know, I think even in the Big 12, like, you guys tell me right now, if you were to just say, who's the team that isn't your team in the Big 12 that you kind of just root for, that you're cool with them winning? Wouldn't it make sense for that to be Arizona State? Like, I don't think, unless you're an Arizona fan and you had that natural rivalry, you don't hate Arizona State. Kenny Dillingham's young, alum, fun-loving, energetic. Nothing really to hate about Arizona State. Like, so looking up and down this conference, you're going to say Baylor, BYU, you know, you're always going to have some beef with the religious institutions. I'm not saying it's right. It's not right. It's a fact, though. And those of you who are alums know that. So you can't have the religious institutions as one of those teams that you just, everybody embraces. So very, very rare that that's the case. Outside of that, Colorado, Deion, not going to happen. I would have Iowa State fairly high up that list of college football's, you know, America's team. Matt Campbell, easy to root for. Ames, Iowa, Middle America, what's not to like? I'd have them on that list as well. KU's never going to be on there just because of the basketball program. K-State's, like, they've been good. They're always there. They have natural rivalries. So they're kind of in that second tier, but not going to happen. Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy's fun, mildly controversial for some, no way. TCU, we talked about that earlier. Texas Tech, just being in Texas hurts Texas Tech, right? There are teams and fan bases that are just not going to like Texas Tech because they don't like college football programs in the state of Texas. And while Texas Tech is not Texas, it's not Texas A&M, there are going to be people that just say, big-time college football in Texas, I can't like it. I just can't. They're not going to be on the list. Utah's, you know, controversial in some respects. West Virginia's lovable. Same with UCF. They would be in that second tier of programs if you were to rank them based on just pure likability. But at the top of that list, I would put Arizona State, and then I would put Iowa State as kind of that 1A. Because even when Iowa State's good, most people don't hate them. Like, unless you're a K-State fan, probably. Maybe a KU fan to a lesser extent. You don't really look at Iowa State and say, I can't stand those guys. Not many people feel that way. And it's the same thing for Arizona State. They're building programs. They're mostly doing it the right way. And it is a lot of fun to watch. So Josh Pate giving the edge to Arizona State as college football's or America's college football team. And the other thing he noted here is that it can't be an SEC or Big Ten team. You can't be in one of those conferences and be America's team because you just don't have any likability. And he's right about that. You don't. I mean, you're hated by basically everybody outside of those conferences and most people inside of those conferences as well. So that's where Arizona State is a very natural fit to be that America's team, as was dubbed by Josh Pate this week. Very, very well done. In the meantime, this was something that stood out to me. Rich Rodriguez, West Virginia head coach, talking about turnover, talking about college football, saying it is the NFL on steroids. He said it recently on a podcast with Reese Davis and Pete Thamel. And he's right. It's why we need those guardrails. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But one thing I will add to the equation here as well is that we may be entering an era where college football coaches are just churn and burn. The days of seeing these guys in their respective jobs for decades was already dwindling. The stress, the money, the responsibility, it is now at an 11 out of 10. It is unsustainable until the model gets fixed. You just are not going to see, besides the fact that fan bases get antsy and ADs and programs get antsy, you're not going to see an era where you've got guys coaching for even 10 years is going to be a lifetime at these programs going forward. It just is. They're going to make a lot of money doing it. They'll make enough money to never have to work another day again in their lives. They'll be handsomely rewarded. But the idea that guys are going to do this for 15, 20, 25, 30 years, like some of the longtime greats, no way. Those days are over. You can hire more staff, more coaches, have a GM. This job is 24/7, 365. You are recruiting your own guys in the middle of the season. It's insane. It's ridiculous. The sport needs to be fixed. But until it does, I mean, these guys are just, you're getting years taken off your life here doing this. Now, I'm not saying feel sorry for them. They're making $5 to $10 million a year. So I'm not saying you got to cry yourself to sleep tonight on behalf of college football coaches at the Power 4 level. Please don't do that. Don't. I promise you, it's not worth it. But I will just say that we are entering an era until something changes where it will be rare to see a coach hanging around for a long period of time. You look around the Big 12, I mean, Matt Campbell is going to be rare. Kalani Sitake, unique situation, obviously, with BYU, probably going to be pretty rare. We'll see what happens. Mike Gundy, been there almost two decades now. But listen, he's got a hit this year after going 0-9 in last year. If not, there's going to be some people wondering if Mike Gundy can keep up with the state of college football. So you look around the Big 12, Kyle Whittingham, a couple of decades, right? These are all guys, at least Gundy and Whittingham, who have been there as long as anybody in all of college football. But that is not going to be the way that this sport trends in the years to come. No way, no how. Let me get to some of your comments here. Okie Light commenting, as an Oklahoma State fan, I want to see the Dust Bowl rivalry become a thing. That is Oklahoma State and Texas Tech. One of the many mistakes made by the schedule makers is not having that one as a protected rivalry. I know it's not really a rivalry, but in a league that doesn't have a lot of true rivals, you got to try to manufacture them. And Tech Oklahoma State had the potential to be that kind of a rivalry that just built over time. They had longtime Big 12 ties. They did play some great games over the years. A lot of those like 48 to 45 kind of games, I feel like, was always being played between Oklahoma State and Texas Tech. Always a lot of fun, always high scoring, late at night, weird games in Lubbock or Stillwater. That is one of those games that I know you can't protect everything. But I would have protected that game between Tech and Oklahoma State. And I don't believe either of those teams have a protected rivalry in the Big 12. There's only a couple of them. It's like BYU and Utah, Arizona State, KU, K-State, Iowa State was not protected. We got on them for that. I think TCU's Baylor is also protected. But that's about it. There's not a lot of protected rivalries in this conference, and it would be smart for the Big 12 to reevaluate that. You know, if you make a mistake, you just kind of move on and correct it. I wouldn't dig in your heels and say, oh, we got to have, you know, Oklahoma State UCF. It's like, if you miss that game to maintain Oklahoma State Texas Tech every year, do it. That's what makes sense. And that's how the Big 12's got to be thinking moving forward. If you are not yet subscribed, I would love to see you subscribe right now to the channel, podcast or on Spotify or, of course, on the YouTube channel. It helps us so much. And this show has grown tremendously year over year because of you subscribing, sharing the show, dropping a comment. So I know you probably think, hey, Pete, we've heard it, but it really makes a difference. And all of our stuff is free. All we ask is that you spread the word, share it, and do these little things that help us on all these, you know, crazy tech websites that are out there. So thank you for doing that ahead of time. Really appreciate it. And same thing on the podcast, just a 5-star rating and review. We're taking your ideas for Heartland College Sports merch. I will link to the merch shop. You know, we got hoodies and everything else that we've got here on the merch shop. Pretty cool stuff. But send us your merch ideas to Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. Whatever it is about your team, the Big 12, trolling the SEC. And we will give the best idea some merch on the shop and get you a ton of free stuff off the shop. So just email me your Big 12 merch ideas to Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. Thank you again, guys. We appreciate you. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.